Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's Clint Dombela with You Are Life. It takes us to 20 minutes after 12 o'clock. And very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. The smile on my face is because, I don't know how to directly translate this, but basically, I don't know how to say it. I don't know what the direct translation is. Let me say, men can make a joke out of you because I just walked in here. I'm wearing headphones. I'm singing. I mean, who sings nicely when they're wearing headphones? He makes a comment about my singing. And I'm like, huh? And then he says it again. I'm like, I'm wearing headphones. It doesn't make sense. Men can make a joke out of you. It's 21 minutes after 12 o'clock. A couple of minutes from now, Dr. Julius Mangot will be joining us with the word and pray. Happy Thursday, 5 to Friday. We're so close, but not quite there.
Join Vainant and Janine on Good News Time, filled with information and inspiration. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011 326 3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
It's Becky Sikhulume and Phuthuma Thiso with Mighty God. And I'm just glad I had a conversation first before going on air with the famous Nhlanhla. He just told me, you like mentioning my name on air. I didn't even pick that up. I think that's because most of the time I'm always with Nhlanhla. And so I'll just mention his name. And I was tempted for a second there to say Becky and says Phuthuma. And I think that's one of the worst things about me. If I know you personally, I can't separate you from... Not that I can't separate you from your gift. Like if I speak of, let's say, Colin Maluleke, I will always say Pastor Colin or Pastor Kai. And I think it's because I know them and it's just like, DCC, which is weird because that's not your artistry name. It's Thursday. I've made promises and I'm planning to fulfill those promises. Guess who's back? It's Dr. Julius Mangot. How are you doing, Pastor J?
I'm good. Look, quite excited, you know, because September is my season. Maybe I didn't tell you.
When is your birthday in September?
Tomorrow.
No. Guys, yeah, he didn't tell me at all.
So don't worry. I think I just kept it cool.
Oh, my word.
So tomorrow is my birthday and also... Look, my wedding anniversary.
You got married on your birthday. Guys, who does
on my
that?
Birthday, you know, because yeah, you have to keep your
how many
your,
years ago
your mind safe. This is 16. Yeah, 16.
Are you
already.
For real?
16.
Sure.
We sometimes look in our 30s. We definitely are there in the 60s. I'm living virtually the last chapters of the 40s now and just celebrating the goodness of God. And it's been quite exciting, you know, because
wow.
God has been good. I came to know the Lord when I was 15 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's been a journey.
Sure, a long one.
It's been a long while.
More than 20 years even.
Yeah. More than 30 years.
Wow.
It's been a journey. And I think... I'm just so excited. Wish to take this time, seize this opportunity to really thank the Lord and celebrate with many others. You know, we're celebrating their birthdays around this period. In fact, my elder sister had it on the 8th
of September. You guys, September babies.
and my brother-in-law on the 8th as well, and one of our daughters in church, Sister Tandy, on the 9th. And so we've just been having a number of birthdays celebrated. Surprisingly, my dad on the 16th,
of September. Why wasn't I born in September? It's even my favorite season, so I can't understand. Yes, it's my September, October, November.
It's just been an exciting moment. But again, we just thank you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes, Nico. Thank you so much. And we definitely just celebrate the goodness of God in this very season. And thank God again for added life. But again, life towards fulfilling purpose, because that's the most important. And it's around that I will be sharing today, really. Because, you know, most of us don't see the bigger picture of what God really wants to accomplish in our lives in the midst of the tumultuous moments that we go through.
Yeah.
Somebody said, God definitely will tell you something in the A and reveal maybe something in the Z, but you will never know what happens between the B and the Y.
Yeah,
true. Definitely, I think that's what we go through in life, because in the B, through the B and the Y, it's a grace period. It's just a grace. Some of us, we love the inside of what will become of the future. But many of us don't realize that God uses the B to the Y to transform us, forge us, prepare us, so that we might get into that very ultimate Z, which I call His very destiny, His very purpose, His very plans over our lives. And I'm excited that at this point in time we can be of help to many people fulfilling purpose. And I think off mic, I was telling you again, a big shout to Pastor Moyo and the family.
Hey, Pastor Moyo.
Following us today, I want to celebrate the man of God. And he so much encouraged me, you know, with his call yesterday, today, and definitely through your auspices. I want to thank God for you.
Wow.
I think in my book, Partnership Dynamics, I talk about the various categories of partnerships. And the second layer, if you're drawing a funnel, imaginarily, if you're drawing a funnel, I talk of the second layer of partners, and I definitely identify them as service partners. And for me, service partners are those who give professional service, their expertise. Some of us are in the legal space.
Yep.
we give our expertise out there. Sometimes, and most often, I would say 60-70% it's pro bono. We give it to assist the body of Christ. We give legal advice out there, and most of us, most affordable, but sometimes even free. But the flip side of service partners are also connectors. They are those who connect you to opportunities. And I get you smiling already. And many people don't know that in the value chain of partnership, you most at times underestimate those who connect you. You know, I do a couple of business consultancies, and I've been to places or in areas, spaces where I write contracts for brokerage, for middlemen, for commissioners, for intermediaries. We have so many names for them as well. In real estate, you definitely have an agent. An agent operates as a middleman, as a broker. Between the tenant and the landlord, owner. But in this very instance of my example, between the seller and the buyer.
Okay.
And the act protects that agent to get commission. Come on now. The act protects that agent to get commission.
Yeah.
And the statutory, you know, provision allows 7.5%. Now I'm talking real estate now, but I'm getting so much into
this. Is
that
an interest of yours, though? Real estate.
Look, I've been in to properties for over 10 years now.
Are you still into it?
Oh, yeah, I'm into it. I'm into it. I definitely worked with a law firm for over 8 years, and especially in the conveyancing department for real estate. And many pastors.
It's nice to be you.
Yeah. We've happened to assist a lot of pastors, because our South African legal system in terms of property law is very, very protective, is very unique. But again, it's very procedural in the sense that you don't take money, cash, and pay somebody for land. You have to go through due process, and the elected procedure should be through a conveyance. Just 101, I'm giving a little bit of free lessons here now.
Listen.
So I've had pastors who've fallen so much into some snares, especially most of the pastors I've worked with in the location. Some of them have approached me, "Oh, pastor, I just paid 50,000. I just paid 100,000 into this guy's account. And now the land," I told them, you have to register the land. It has to pass through the conveyances. It has to go through the deeds office. There's a procedure that it has to go through.
Yeah.
There are verifications.
Don't be too excited not to do all these checks.
The checks and balances are mandatory. But I'm chasing that rabbit because I'm just getting back to your points. to get back to the point, to say that service providers are very crucial. They are very key. And I think your linkage, you know, in terms of not only an institutional organization like Radio Pulpit, but your person even, that you've been able to put, you know, in this play in linking. Okay, Pastor Moyo is on the line. I see you, Pastor Moyo. Thank you. I appreciate Sister Loco has just been that bridge.
Yeah.
And in most of my writings, I so much place value on those who create linkages. And when I do training for pastors on partnerships, I also make mention of the fact that you might not have the means. You might not have the material, you know, means, but you can have the service leverage.
Okay.
And the service leverage is that you can link people to opportunities. And I don't want to say that's my gift, but that's my area of strength. But over the years, God has helped me to be able to link people to opportunities. And that's what happens. My proclivity is that when I sleep, I am much more satisfied and fulfilled
if
I link people into their God-given destinies.
Yeah.
So when people contact me and they want to get linked or they want to get connections, again, this should be divinely inspired, because in my book, Partnership Dynamics, I talk of vicarious liability. If you're in legal space, you understand that. And vicarious liability just means the person who recommends you put their head on the block. Means it's very crucial, their reputation on the block, which definitely means that whosoever comes into that partnership will come in good faith and also with a measure also of integrity. So all of that is a panoply of what we examine. And I've said so much within this preamble, really, in terms of what we do out there. So I'm just taking this moment, seizing this opportunity to thank you, Loco, tremendously, because God uses you mightily. Getting
thank
back
you,
maybe
sir.
Into our subject of today.
Wait, hold that thought. Quickly, hold that thought. My birthday is on the 27th of September, and I got engaged on my birthday, says Nicoline Khateve.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Nicoline. But this is for you, Dr. J.
Okay.
No. This has to play.
Happy birthday
to tomorrow.
Happy birthday to
you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Look, I'll tell you, this is the first time in my life I've had this over radio and with such pomp. Thank you immensely. Look,
have to make it important and special.
I don't think you'll get me into tears now, but I think thank you so much. Appreciate all those sending love.
People
and
who always celebrate others find it difficult to take the celebration.
That's true. I think you got me on that.
That's the truth.
That's true. That's true. We hardly on the other side.
Yeah.
But
so it gets overwhelming when it happens.
It's quite overwhelming. It's quite overwhelming because I think definitely I know people will be sending tomorrow a lot of birthday wishes.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank God that Radio Pulpit afforded us this opportunity to be able to reach out to people, because my prayer this morning again is, Lord, a soul for you on this birthday. I'm praying that lives will be changed. Over the years, I left my full legal profession to get into ministry. My dad wanted me to be with the United Nations.
Aww.
He wanted me to become a lawyer.
And those doors opened, yeah, by the way, guys.
Those doors opened. I had calls and everything. But I had to take this call from the Lord. There were many dials out there coming in, but God's dial was the most important. When God called, I said yes to it. And as we said, one day I'm going to share so much of my story. And the reality is that this is a noble call. This is a very important mission that has been given, because eternity is a very crucial agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the very design, God's design of Radio Pulpit is eternity driven.
Amen.
We want to make sure that you get to know Jesus. You come to the full knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not one social radio. It is a radio with a kingdom agenda.
Come on.
And I'm privileged to be on this platform because I know that lives over the years have been changed, and we're still committed to the very cause of lives changing because of Jesus.
Yeah,
He is a very focus of our very intention being here. And over the years, if we've been still operating, it's because Jesus has been at the center of all what we're doing, and we will continue unapologetically. We'll continue communicating, preaching, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much. You're getting me quite excited today.
You all the opportunities will count for something.
I'm off script today. You know, for us Baptists, we are always told, stick to your script, stick to the book. But the truth about it is that we just have to be real also. Have to be down to earth. And we have to come down to the very space of the man on the street and also relate with them. I have just a brief word today, since I think we've had
Left
this
today.
Discussion. let me give you a brief word. If ever you are around your Bible, let me encourage you through Genesis 45:1-7. Genesis 45:1-7 today is our pericope of consideration. And again, just some few verses because of time. Let me read just verse 1 to maybe 3. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence. Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. 3 says, Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Let me read 4-5. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I'm your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt.
Sure.
And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." It was to save lives.
Imagine responding like that to betrayal.
Yeah, responding like that to betrayal. I titled the message, "God would turn it around, you know, for you, for your good." That's a message I shared some few, I think, weeks ago. with the church. But God laid upon my heart that He's always on a mission to turn things around for your good. And if you read Scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." I repeat, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider," that's Amplified Version, "for I consider from the standpoint of faith that the sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us." But let me read also this special verse, Romans 8:28, which is one of the most quoted verses from the Amplified Version. It says, "And when we and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose." To His plan and purpose. And I've come to tell you today that indeed God turned things around, you know, local. God always is on a mission. What the devil meant for evil, God will always turn it around for good. You get to realize that you might be going through a very tough time now, but you might be oblivious to what God is about achieving, realizing, accomplishing in your life. But the only thing is that you always look at the immediate. You don't look at what God is about doing. God, in the context of Joseph, gives him a dream. And in that dream, he has two dreams. He's called a dreamer. And definitely, some of us still dream today. And that's why we share our visions with people, because we get excited. Tomorrow, you're a medical doctor. Tomorrow, you're a lawyer. Tomorrow, you're aspiring for that big job. And in that very exuberance, you share with people, you know, your excitement. And I don't blame sometimes Joseph. I've had scholars who've blamed Joseph that he shared with his brothers. But the truth about it is that these were his supposedly confidants.
Of course. It was his siblings.
These were his siblings. These were people he believed will definitely celebrate with him. And it's just to tell you that not everyone might celebrate with you.
And the sad reality is, no matter how close you think they
No matter how close you think, you know, they are around you. And surprisingly even, Joseph gets, you know, resistance within. And we always realize that resistance can come without, but we sometimes are oblivious to the fact that it starts even
inside.
Am I talking to somebody? It starts inside.
Sure.
And so he has these two dreams, and those dreams really highlight the fact that God is going to elevate him. But it's compounded, especially with the second dream, because he dreams of all the stars and the moon and the sun representing father, mother, bowing down to him. And the father picks up fright and says, "No, I think your first dream was towards your brothers. Don't tell me that myself and your mom will get to that place where we will bow down to you as well." And let me tell you something. Whatever dream, whatever vision, plans God has for your life is bigger than yourself. It definitely will be bigger than yourself. It will be bigger than your father, your mother. And that's why, let me tell you, you definitely will achieve more than father and mother.
Come on.
Whenever you are serving God.
Come on.
You definitely, this they will not put a limitation. And that's why I love the word of God, because Jesus Christ said, "Greater things shall he do. And let me tell you, don't take pride over age. You only do these greater things through Christ who strengthens
you. Come on.
You only do it through
Christ.
He's
the enabler.
He is an enabler. So take note of this. I want to give you three realities. Maybe we might have an A and a B part to this message. Let me give you three realities about God's plan or God's purposes over your life. The first is that God's ultimate plan for your life is most often seen later, not at the beginning.
Yeah.
Most often, in the very immediate, you see the trials, you see the tribulation, you see the hardship, but you never realize that that little boy who went to school without, you know, shoes. Without proper outfit, without having the square meal, as we usually say, and you went sometime to school hungry. You didn't have the type of luxury that others have. But today you find yourself, you know, I was reading a story, local, just a digression, metaphorically. I was reading a story of this guy who was a petrol attendant.
Okay.
And today he's a lawyer.
Come on.
I was reading a story of this gentleman who was always getting to the plane and cleaning the plane, but later on went to school and became a pilot.
Come on.
Am I talking to somebody? So the reality is that in the immediate, you will not see where God is taking you into in fulfillment of his plan.
Sure.
But definitely he has a plan. The second reality is that God's ultimate plan will always meet resistance from within and without. I didn't use the word opposition because opposition seems to be a little bit stronger. So I euphemized it. And to euphemize it, I brought in resistance because you always, some people might resist you. And let me tell you, the father of Joseph was not an opponent, but the truth is that he just wanted to dominate.
Of course, he wanted to be a father.
He wanted to
be the head.
And so you wouldn't put him within the category of an opponent, but he resisted. He was like resisting.
Oh, come on. Okay. All right.
So sometimes you might face some resistance, husband and wife. Sometimes you might face some resistance within.
It doesn't mean that it's opposition.
Yeah, it's not opposition. It doesn't mean that person has an ill intention. It's just that sometimes this person becomes so controlling.
And they want the lines defined. Let's be realistic. Paranoid.
Fearful. Because sometimes we become, I think that's the word I wanted to use, protective. So you don't want this guy to get into problems. You want to mitigate risk. And so you get to the point where you're telling them, I don't think you should get into this business. I don't think you should get into it. And you give all the excuses and justifications. That's not opposition. That's resistance. And resistance which stems maybe from a point of fear, from a point of apprehension, you know, and definitely you have to pray to overcome that, because if God wants you to get into that business, you have to overcome that fear.
Yep.
You have to overcome that apprehension.
Yep.
You have to overcome that paranoia, because definitely business comes with risk, and you have to go in with calculated risk, which is called faith in the Lord.
Come on.
It makes all the difference. So let me give you the third reality as we round up. Maybe next week I'm going to give you three more points. But the third reality, the first is that the ultimate plan of God over your life is most often not seen in the immediate, but in long term, you're going to thank God. You're going to thank God that, Lord, I know I passed through this tough times because you are preparing me for the CEO of MTN. Okay, no publicity.
So
the next is God's plan over your life most often will come with resistance. It will come with resistance. You see Sambalat and Tobias in the case of Nehemiah. They came and opposed him, or they came and resisted him, though it might be really to an extreme. Resistance leading to opposition. But again, Nehemiah stayed focused. And that's one thing I want to tell you. In the midst of resistance,
stay focused.
Stay focused and hear the voice of God and the voice of man. Yeah, and that's what happened with Nehemiah. But listen to this also. The third point as we conclude this and give it an A part for next week, a B part. God's ultimate plan is always good, acceptable and perfect.
Come on.
Romans 12 verse 2 says, we should not conform to the pattern of this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we might know the three key features or categorizations of God's plan. God's plan is always good, acceptable and perfect. You always
get that. It's one of my favorite
that.
Scriptures. You know, I always grab on that
I call
one.
That gap. You know, I call that gap in acronym. I call that gap. So God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. Oh, you got
God's
that.
Gap. God's gap will.
God's gap. Somebody preaching with me in the studio now. So I want to encourage you because next week I'm going to tell you how does this turnaround take place? How does this turnaround take place? Especially within the context of Joseph being betrayed, sold by his brothers. But again, his brothers never realized that God had an ultimate plan around all of this. I'm talking to somebody now. Some people are slandering you. Some people are backbiting you. Some people are gossiping on you. Some people don't wish you well. But in the midst of all of that, God is still promoting you.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know. You know, sometimes when you talk so much about somebody, you don't know that you're giving them airspace.
Come on. More airtime.
Some airtime and a lot of publicity around their person. And that's what is happening. Because God will always use the ill intended around your life and set a table before you.
In the presence of your enemies.
Somebody got me today. And I'm praying that you don't give up in what you're going through in life because God is going to turn around your situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know the hardship that you're going through, but I've come to tell you, look at a bigger picture. God has something. And that's what encourages me in life, local. We go through tumultuous hardships in life. Mm-hmm. But if we can only see where God is leading us into and onto, He is leading us into His perfect will.
Amen.
Into His acceptable will, into His very good plans for our lives. In the very immediate, you will not see it. In the immediate, there is tears on your pillow. Hey. But let me tell you, those tears of pain will turn around to be tears of joy if you don't give up. And so, Father, I'm praying for my sister who's going through a tough time now because I'm believing you. Each and every one of us, we're living in a broken world where it's not promised, oh God, a bed of roses, but we trust you that even though you slay us, we still trust you.
Yes,
like
Lord.
Like Job, our trust is still in you. I don't know the hardship, but Father, I pray that you'll give your daughter strength to go through this season for better the end of a matter than the beginning. I know that something good is coming out of this, for weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I pray you strengthen your daughter from the inside out and you take glory over everything that concerns our lives. For we live for you alone, for in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. To you be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe you've also really just prayed for Meneli, because Meneli says, good day, family. Pastor Jay, can you please pray for my business? It's not doing well at the moment, and I have some needs also to be attracted, like electricity. Ma'am Annie Midval, thank you so much, Ma'am Annie. I believe that prayer was very much accurate and straight there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you, and definitely we meet you again next week.
God bless.
Thank you. Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.